Shalom, fellow Levim. So, we started recording. Yeah, don't worry. We started recording. Okay, Shalom, fellow Levim. Very proud member to be here of the Levi Club. So I figured since it's approaching Yom Tov, we're going to discuss a little bit some of the halachos, some of the hanhagos that us Levim have when it comes to washing the Kohen's hands. So I guess to get started, we'll just start. Like, where's the marker for washing the hands of the Kohen? Where do we get this idea that the Levim is supposed to wash the hands of the Kohen? So the Gemara Masechta Sotah, Daf Lamed Tes, says that the Kohanim need to wash their hands before Dochanin. That's a din. That's a din in the poskim, right? That's ma'akiv. If a Kohen has no water, then you can't do Birkas Kohanim, assuming that he didn't wash his hands in the morning. I mean, a Kohen b'diavad, if he washed his hands before Shachar, so he could rely on that. But he doesn't have any water whatsoever, he can't Dochan. So where do we get this idea that the Levim is supposed to wash the Kohanim's hands? So it comes along the Beis Yosef, and he says it's a mocker in the Zohar. The Zohar says that the Zohar has this whole Zohar Aramaic, and he goes on and explains that the Kohanim who are Kadosh should have their hands washed by someone else who is Kadosh, namely Levi. So that's the source for Levim washing Kohanim's hands. It comes from the Zohar. And on top of that, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sim Kuf Kaf Kesef Tezvav that the reason why Levim should wash the Kohanim's hands is because it's a Zecher LeMikdash, that the Levim would be Meshamesh to Kohanim. So even though back in the day in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't like the Levim were doing the cure and washing the Kohanim's hands, but some sort of Zecher LeMikdash that the Levim were sort of subservient to the Kohanim, so we show our subservience by washing the Kohanim's hands when it comes to Duchening. And if we're just looking for more Chumras, if any Levim here are looking for more Chumras when it comes to washing or doing other stuff for Kohanim, so the Sefer Anir, is one that we show, and we don't exactly know who wrote it. So he brings down that the Levim would untie the Kohanim's shoes before they would get up to Duchen. That's specifically a Levi who get up to untie the Kohanim's shoes. If anyone here is looking, you know, everyone here is looking for extra stuff to do. And the Makor Chaim brings down also that the Levim would not only wash the Kohanim's hands, but they also dry the Kohanim's hands too. So just to sort of show that us Levim, that we're subservient to Kohanim. So different communities, Levim would take on additional practices in terms of washing the Kohanim's hands. So I guess that's just sort of a background where we get the idea that Levim is supposed to wash the Kohanim's hands. So I guess any questions thus far? Okay, so let's keep going. Yeah.
If you don't have a Levi,
yeah.
Who should?
Oh, so based off this, this is where the Poskim Marash Levi, the Magen Avraham, brings us down. That's where the Poskim assume there's no Levi, so now you should have a Bechor wash the Kohanim's hands. Because the Zohar says that you want someone who has Kedusha to wash the hands of the Kohanim. So we assume that a Bechor Me'im, now the Poskim writer has to be specifically a Bechor Me'im, because it's only someone who has a Pidyon and a Ben, has somewhat a Kedusha. So the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, and the old Ashkenazi Poskim say that therefore, if there's no Kohen, then you should have a Bechor wash the Bechor should wash the Kohen's hands, but the Sfarim, the Kaf HaChaim says, I've never seen such a thing, he's not so into it. So the Sfarim aren't into this, but the Kohen and Poskim...
Yeah, there is someone who had a Pidyon and a Ben.
You know, it has to be someone who's qualifies for a Pidyon and a Ben. Therefore, the Ashkenazi post can bring down this minog, that not minog, this halacha, that if there's no Levi, then they should be the ones washing the Kohanim's hands. I've never seen it before, because I'm a Levi, but... Yeah, that'd be an Afghanina. Exactly. That's an Afghanina, exactly. Yeah, very good. Okay, good. Okay, so now maybe we'll just go through some halachas of Levi washing our hands. So I guess before we get to us washing our hands, let's just discuss all sorts of situations that might come up, whether it's appropriate or not appropriate for a Levi to leave shul to wash the Kohen's hands. So let's say you have a minyan mitzumtzum. Let's say you only have 10 people, including in those 10 are some Levim and Kohanim. So what should you do about leaving shul to wash the hands? So the post can write that really in that case, so for sure for the Kohen, he needs to wash his hands. So l'chachil, what you should do is you can wash the Kohen's hands between the end of Shemoneh Esrei and the start of Chazar Sashatz. Meaning, back in MTJ, Rebbe Sofayim brings down, Moshe Feinstein's yeshiva, what they would do, they didn't wash the Kohanim's hands in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. No, they just waited for between the end of Shemoneh Esrei and before starting Chazar Sashatz. That's when all the Levim and Kohanim would go out. This way, there's not going to be problems of missing Chazar Sashatz. You're good to go. But let's say you only have a minyan mitzumtzum, so what do you do? So Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg thinks that the Kohanim can leave. Not only that, he's a major chiddush. He thinks even the Levim can leave. A Levi can walk out in the middle of Chazar Sashatz, even though there's going to be less than 10 people there, to wash the Kohen's hands. Now, most posts can argue that. Most posts can assume if you only have 10 people, 11 people at the minyan, so the Kohen can walk out to wash his hands, but the Levim should stay put.
Wouldn't it matter if you had, like, many people leaving? Like, there were 10 people, and, like, 7 of them were gone in Levim. I assume they can't all leave.
No, so then you can't all leave, yeah. So then you have to take turns. I mean, you have to have 6 people in minyan at all times for them to continue going. if you had such a situation, then you should probably just try to, you know, do the washing of the client's hands before we get to the opening. Yeah.
Would it be a hazard to stop an officer shot to let them go out and then come back?
I mean, technically, it wouldn't be. I mean, that's sometimes what they do. Like, sometimes if they get there at, say, and, like, the crime stuff, and this happens sometimes. Let's say you have, like, 40 kolanim, and, you know, they're taking their time washing their hands, and they're not all able to get their hands washed before that time the chazan gets up there at, say, so he steps. But, like, proverbially, if a person's going to stop, better step before you start chazan shots and in the middle of chazan shots to wash your crime's hands.
Why not do it before
Shmoneser? No, that's what you can do. I mean, before the chazan shots.
No, I'm saying even before, like, sound Shmoneser.
So you could do that theoretically also. That would also work, yeah.
There's not, like, an idea of, like, having to wash even closer to that.
No, exactly. We try to wash as close as we possibly can.
During,
like, yeah. No, I mean, you could. Yeah, you could theoretically. Yeah, I was supposed to discuss, like, maybe, like, you know, between Yishtabach, whatever. I'm saying, you theoretically, you could do it. Practically, I don't think it's so practical. But theoretically, it could work. Okay, now what about, let's say, a Levi is going to leave, but by leaving shul to wash the kohen's hands, you're going to have to cross through, you're going to have to walk in front of someone who's davening. So Gemara Masechta Bracha says it's aser to walk within da'at amos to someone davening. So there's a Levi allowed to leave shul to wash someone's hands when davening. So most of the posts come of the opinion of Sternbach and many others write that it's not proper. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to walk in front of someone davening. This milah of a Levi washing kohen's hands, it's a milah, it's not like the mitzvah itself, right? So for the kohanim, they've had to walk in front of someone davening because that's a mitzvah, but for a Levi, there's no mitzvah on a Levi to wash the kohen's hands. So the mitzvah, that inyan of a Levi washing kohen's hands, it's not going to override the din of walking in front of a kohen, but there are those who disagree with this even. Shavid Levi, who himself is a Levi, Prad Levi, so he passed in that lahalacha that a Levi is allowed to walk in front of someone davening to wash the kohen's hands. But maybe the post can qualify it and say, it depends. If there's someone, another Levi outside who can wash the Kohanim's hands, so why should a Levi walk in front of other Kohanim to wash the Levi's hands? But if there's no other Levim, so then maybe it will be a little bit more makel to allow the Levi to walk in front of someone davening to wash the Kohen's hands. We're good? Okay, good.
The shift Levi makes the clue between...
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, that's what something, you know, the other post can make. I mean, they make this cloak between if there's a Levi there versus if there's no Levi there. Okay, so that's in terms of that. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch really only quotes one din when it comes to Levim washing the client's hands, and that is, do we have to wash our hands before we wash the client's hands? Is there a Levi mechuyev to wash a Levi's hands before washing the client's hands? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch says yes, based off the Zohar. Shulchan Aruch passes that you should. The Ramah says, for us Ashkenazim, we're knowing not to wash our own hands before washing Kohanim because we're relying on the Ketilas Yadayim that we did earlier in the day. But Mishnah Berurah says, if a person's hands get dirty, then the Levi should wash their hands before they wash the Kohanim's hands. So my brother, he was in the Mir this past year, so he told me that Rav Lubavitz, who's one of the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, he's a Levi. He was very insistent that the Levi, at least he was insistent that he would wash his hands before he washed the Kohen's hands. He kept trying to get my brother to also wash his hands before he got washed the Kohen's hands. So, I don't know, I guess there's different. Some Levim, I guess, go against the Ramah, and they do wash their hands before washing the Kohen's hands. And our brother said in the mirror, there's this one Kohen who refused to have his hands washed by any Levi unless he washed his hands first. And he said, apparently, it's the Ben Ishchai. I tried looking up this Ben Ishchai, couldn't find the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai talks about the fact that the Levi should wash his hands before washing the Kohen's hands, but the Ben Ishchai does not say that if a Levi doesn't wash his hands before he washes the Kohen's hands, that's a problem. So, I don't know, Sarfian. But the Lamaisa, there is on the books, Shulchan Aruch does write a Levi should wash his own hands before washing Kohen's hands, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says the Minhag is definitely not for Levim to wash our hands before we washing Kohanim's hands, and I think that's probably the practice that's probably pretty makubal in the Velt. Anyone seen anything different? Okay, so that's in terms of us washing our own hands before washing Kohanim's hands. And even in Yom Kippur, the Magen Avraham brings down, let's say in Yom Kippur, so you know in Yom Kippur is an Itzar Rechitza, so is a Levi allowed to wash his own hands before washing the Kohanim's hands in Yom Kippur? So Magen Avraham says it's okay. So I heard of Wiederblank ask the Kashla, but no, we know that in Yom Kippur, where do we wash until Tosi Daim in the morning, until we only wash until Tosi Daim in Yom Kippur, until the knuckles. So why is it that according to the Magen Avraham, Pashup Shai, the Levi is allowed to wash his entire hand? So Wiederblank wanted to explain that there's a difference between a chumrah and a minhag, meaning on Yom Kippur, we're allowed to wash our hands for minhagim, which would include even a Levi washing his hands for until Tosi Daim before washing Kohanim's hands. But when it comes to Matir Seidaim in the morning, since it's really Mikra, then you only have to wash up to your knuckles. It's a chumah to wash the entire hand. So therefore, we're only going to allow you to wash your hands until the knuckles. We're not going to allow you to wash your full hand.
When you're washing the Kohen Tam,
yeah.
Yom Kippur,
yeah.
Where are you going to?
Oh, where are you going to? So that's a big discussion. No Sukkim and Shulchan Aruch. Rule of poskim, assume that you should wash the entire hand. Yeah, so I speak to that Kohen recently. He's complaining to me, yeah, like always on Yom Kippur, the Levim, like always make a mistake and only wash until the knuckles. So the Arlos, I think the Prima Gunner, El Yerabba, they say that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen should only get washed until the knuckles. We really assume that you should wash until the entire hand. Okay, good? Good. Okay. Now, in terms of how to do the Matir Seidaim, so Magen Avraham paskins l'alacha, that it should be of all the same dinim, or he assumes that it really should be all the same dinim Matir Seidaim for shachas, or for bread, meaning like all of everyone who ate pizza just now, so there's all sorts of halachas and Matir Seidaim, so we should be makbid for all those chumas when it comes to washing Kohen's hands as well. So that means the chachila should use a kli, right? The water shouldn't have had malacha done with it, and all the other halachas and Matir Seidaim, but let's say you have a kli, right? What should you do? There's no kli. So, b'diavad, we assume that since it's not like a form of halachic Neter Seidaim, so therefore you could be makel just like to turn on the faucet. You don't have to be super makbid in all ever dinim of Neter Seidaim, but l'chachil, we definitely tried to be makbid for all the dinim of Neter Seidaim. So, that's another halacha that Levim should be aware of, if that ever comes up. And what about Kohen Am Ha'aretz being washed by Levi Talmud Chacham? So, this is one of the big discussions in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's not so much about Levim. Washing Kohen's hands is only one halacha, but the Nosei Kelim go off. Is a Levi Talmud Chacham allowed to wash a Kohen's hand in the Aretz hands, or is there some problem? So the Gemara Maseches Megillah and Daf Kaf Ches says that a Kohen, anyone's, you're Chayv Misa, if you're Mavaza the Torah, you're Chayv Misa. So it says Pri Chodosh, he thinks it's Aser for a Levi Talmud Chacham to wash the hands of a Kohen on the Aretz. He thinks it's Aser Medina. And the other postgame, sort of the Ben Ishchai and others, they pass him like this. But the Buchach Yerov, he assumes that we don't have a din, there's no din of Tamar Chacham nowadays. No one has a din of Tamar Chacham nowadays, so we don't have to be so makir for this halacha, so we can be makel that even a Levi Amma Aretz Levi Tamar Chacham can wash the hands of a Kohen Amma Aretz. I can tell you personally, like I'm from Silver Spring, so that we have an abundance of Levim. We don't have so many Kohanim. Normally, Davin Yeshivakei Washington Yantiv. So Lopiansky is a Levi. I think we can consider him a Levi Talmud Chacham, and a lot of times he ends up like washing like a high schooler's hands, so he doesn't seem to be so makbid about this. So I don't think the minhag gets to be makbid about this. And we have stories of various Levim over time. I think they say Sholem Meshev was a Levi; he just used to wash the Baal Batim's hands wherever he was from. So I don't think many Levim are so makbid about who they wash their hands. But that being said, even though there's no we're not makrid about a Kohen being washed by a Levi Talmud Chacham, the poskim do right. It's not so nice, though, for a Katan, a Levi who is a Katan, to wash a Kohen's hands who's a Gadol. It's not so respectful to the mitzvah. You're going to have a 7-year-old Levi wash the Kohen's hands. So the Divrei David and others, they say that L'chachil, you really should try to have someone over bar mitzvah be the one to wash the Kohen's hands. Okay, any questions?
Can you have like a Gadol and a Katan doing it together?
Oh, so yeah, okay, let's get there. Yeah, so what about the move? Yeah, what about the move of having multiple Levim? Well, having multiple Levim stand around the cup, right? So there's different variations of this, different times. Like, sometimes you got the move, like, you know, it's in, like, football, right? It's, like, 4th and inches, and, like, you have the free safety, like running over the line of scrimmage to, like, get to the running back. So sometimes you have, the lady who's, like, running out of shoal, like, just to, like, jump over all the other Levim just to get his pinky on the hand of the coast. In other variations, the guy like leaning over the shoulders of the other Levim. So is this like something that people should be doing or something that people shouldn't be doing? So they quote from Rav Yashiv that Rav Yashiv held that it's not in derech netila b'kach. It's not considered to be derech netila if you have multiple kohanim, multiple Levim washing one kohen's hands. And Rav Sternbach writes this way, and others write this way as well, that it's just like a little bit strange. So where's the Yishuv? So they quote the Shevet HaKahasi, the Belzer Dayan, and Eretz Yisrael. Now, so he says, no, pshat in the minhag is that it's like sort of like a chavivus for the mitzvah. That and really, the poskim will point out that really the ikar din is the kohen get their hands washed. I mean, it's not a din in the Levi. It's really a din. What's the problem in the katan? No, it's like not super respectful for like a 7-year-old. there's no like formal din. I mean, it's not like a formal din. I mean, even according to all the poskim, we're like not so into it. I mean, Mehecha Tesa, this is like a formal din of Netilas Yadayim. I mean, there's no formal din that a Levi has to be the one to wash the Kohen's hands. Like, once we're getting into sort of Pratim Pratim, so...
Also, the claim isn't that two people doing it is, like, not Kavod, right? It's just, like, not Derech Netilah.
Yeah, it's not Derech Netilah. It's just, like, it looks so weird. Like, why are you doing this? Yeah, it's not a Kavod issue. So who's Mako about this? So, Shevikos, so first of all, the post can point out the Leket of Kamecha Chodosh, she says that this is the Minog in Ashkenaz. The Sfaradim aren't so into it. He says the Sfaradim are not so into it. But in terms of the Ashkenazi post can quote it. They're not like into it. They're not super into it, but they're like, okay, like, you know, like the Levim, like the only, especially in Chutzaretz, we only get our chance on Yantif to wash the Kohen's hands. So, like, sort of like, Lo Tishkach Tars Levia. So the Levim, like, the only thing that, like, a Levi really does outside of getting, like, a Levi Aliyah to show that he's an a Levi is to wash the Kohen's hands. So on Yantif, fine, for a Levi to sort of do it, that's one thing. But, like, in Eretz Yisrael, you're in a Sephardi minion. Like, okay, like, I don't know if you have to go all out. You have to sort of be jumping on every single Levi's coast to wash Cohen's hands. Any other time is against this practice. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, that's like, I don't know what you're doing at that point. Like, what are you doing?
Is there actually, like,
no, there's certainly a value of one lady. I mean, myself personally, I'm not so makbid for it. Meaning, like, also in Yeshiva Gary Washington, if any Kohanim are listening to this recording, we can definitely use some more Kohanim in Silver Spring. So, when it comes to Levim, I mean, when it comes to Norman Yeshiva, there's like three Kohanim, and then Lopiansky is a Levi, so we like give him his own coin, and there's like 10 of us Levim left, like for the one or two remaining Kohanim. So, there's no inherent value. What's the mitzvah? There's no mitzvah for a Levi to be washing any specific Kohen's hands. Like, once there's no mitzvah, like, might as well just, like, be normal. Like, allow one Levi wash one Kohen's hands. So, myself, I'm not so accurate. Like, okay, if I can wash the Kohen's hands, great. If not, it's okay.
I don't really understand what the concern of it not being Derech Netilah. Like, not being Derech Netilah.
No, you don't. I mean, it's not, like, formal din. As you just said, like, it's, like, a little bit weird. Like, why are you doing something, like... Normally, you wash your hand, one Levi washes one Kohen's hands. Like, why are you being weird about this and, like, having multiple Levim washing?
It's not like
no, there's no formal, no. There's
not
no.
It's not like a serious problem.
It's not like a serious. Exactly. I mean, that's why it's not a big deal. Meaning, that's like the postman saying, like, okay, you want to do it, you can do it. If you don't want to do it, like, whatever. Like,
I heard the Rav. Yeah. Just going back to the Tom
and Kochan
thing.
Yeah.
I heard the Rav, like, just wouldn't go out. To, like,
you won't go out.
To wash the Kohen's hands.
Yeah?
I don't know exactly. I mean, I don't know if that's true.
So the Grizz, the Shemek brings down that the Grizz would only go out on Shal Shagam. The Grizz would only go out to wash the Kohen's hands on Shal Shagam. Why'd he do this? So there's a discussion post game about whether is it l'chakil for Levi, meaning should Levi just leave Chazar Seshatz? I mean, a lot of times the place where you're going to wash the Kohen's hands is outside the Shul, so you're going to be missing part of Chazar Seshatz to wash the Kohen's hands. So is this a good idea or a bad idea? So Rosh Sternbach thinks l'chakil, as long as there's a Levi out there, only have one Levi go out. Why should a lot of Levi be mivato Chazar Seshatz? You should stay in Shul, listen to Chazar Seshatz, and then whatever. But most posts can argue to shave a Levi with a Vadi Yosef. They say, no, once there's a din that a Levi should be the ones washing Kohen's hands. So we say, Osik Mitzvah Patamin Mitzvah, so go out, wash the Kohen's hands, it's not a problem. So Tzitz Eliezer, he says, it depends. If the Levi wants to go out, so he can go out. If the Levi wants to stay in for Chazar Seshatz, as long as there's one of the Levi outside, he doesn't think that Levi needs to go out. So if any Levim here don't want to leave, they love the Yantiv Negilnim, they want to hear the Chazan, so we really assume halacha, as long as there's other Levim outside, it's not like you have to like make sure that you're the one that's washing Kohen's hands. Yeah.
Would it make a difference if there are more Kohanim and Levim, as in, let's say there were 10 Kohanim going out,
yeah,
and there were 12 Levim, so the last two Levim, since they're already not
doing anything, yeah, okay, so don't go. I mean, there's no mitzvah, there's no shir, it's not like, you know, one Levi, like, once washes one coin, like, you're done. Like, you can wash as many coins in hands as you want. And actually, the post can be upset. I'm forgetting who. One of the Minosikim Shokharos is very upset that the Levim would go out, they'd wash one coin's hands, and there's no one else to wash the other coin's hands. That's not right. Like, just stay in. Like, if you're the only Levi there, so stay in and wash all the coin's hands. Like, you don't need to be like, okay, I'm only doing one coin, and then I'm leaving.
Also,
the
How do you fight Osik Mimitsov, Pastor Mimitsov in this case? Like, I mean, I don't know how he possibly fought Osik Mimitsov. I mean, you're already Osik in Filip Tibor.
Yeah, no.
You're being mobby around that to go
wild. Correct, but it's a Mitzvah Veris, meaning the coin is can't only be able to be washed by a Levi, L'chachila. So, once there's a Din Shulchan Aruch that Levi should wash the coins in, so fine. So that patters the person up from having to listen to the Chazer Shashatz. Okay, any other dinim for Levim to wash coins' hands?
Is there like a
one, meaning only one, should be the entire can, right? Really the entire hand should be covered. Sometimes you have Kohanim who also aren't like necessarily in their best behavior, they have like their hands like up like this, and like you're trying to pour water on their hands, and the water ends up getting all over their shirt, so like you should let the Kohen know before, and like just put your hands up normally, and then we're not going to make a mess over you. Like it's usually not the lady's fault. It's usually the coin's fault.
Like, first of all, how many times?
What?
One time.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you should try to get the entire hand. And sometimes they don't get it in one go. Sometimes it takes more than one shot. Like, meaning, like, you get, like, most of the hand. So, fine. So, if you have to do a second test your dime with the coin's hands, it's not the end of the world. Okay, try and think. Any other halachos that post can bring down when it comes to Levium washing Kohanim's hands? Anyone think of anything else? Okay, I think we pretty much covered it. So maybe just a quick summary. So if there's a minyan mitzumtzum, you're the only Levi there. Probably better not to leave the shul. If there's more in the minyan and you want to stay in for Chazaras Hashatz, so there is plenty of what to rely upon that there's no fear for Levium to go out and wash the Kohanim's hands. In terms of how to do it, so we should try to be makrit for all other din with Netil Sidayim, so l'chachila with a kli, and it should be with water, which is kosher for Netil Sidayim. Different opinions of posting about multiple levim washing one coin's hand, so you do it, you don't do it, whatever. And yeah, okay. So I guess we should try to be zocha this Pesach to perform Netil Sidayim in our Kohanim properly. Okay, thank you.